Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for February 2nd, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. After a big day for YouTube news yesterday, the popular social video site was filling headlines once again today. First, after a controversial 2017, YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki laid out her top 5 priorities for the platform in 2018, among them prioritizing transparency and communication, supporting creator success, giving people more ways to engage with video, tightening and enforcing YouTube's policies, and investing more in learning and education. In other YouTube news, Google announced today that it will begin adding banners to videos from government-funded YouTube channels in the latest transparency push for the platform. It's not the first promotional push for the new high-end smart speaker, but Google is today aiming for more than just a few more eyeballs on the Home Max. The company today put up links to the Google Store for the Home Max on both the Google.com homepage, obviously one of the most trafficked sites on the web, as well as on the new tab page for Chrome users. The addition of a Google.com homepage ad, which in this case reads, "Meet Google Home Max, now in stock," is a relatively rare move for the company, and comes as Apple's HomePod recently went up for pre-order and launches on February 9th. Finally, we continued our deep dive into Google's forthcoming Fuchsia OS today. Last Friday, we took a look at Google's new app paradigm for the OS, specifically how modules come together to make stories, which are basically apps working together to help you complete a single task. This week, we're learning more about how a feature called Ledger keeps everything you do on the platform synced across the cloud. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.